John McKenzie, Far North Queensland's number one. Number one, 4CA.
Well, I'll get to the details of the announcement that came through just at the end of the news at 11 o'clock. Get that in a few minutes' time, but bad news once again for tourism in Queensland. The borders being shut to New South Wales, but I'll get that in a moment. Now, let me go to this story from the Courier Mail. It reads here that a combination of city lockdowns and state border closures saw more than 9,000 domestic flights cancelled in the month of June, the highest number since records began. New data from the Bureau Infrastructure, etc., showed one in every four services was axed. A total of 9,500 flights. Qantas had the highest number of cancellations, 3,600 scrapped. But low fares partner Jetstar had the largest proportion of services cut, with almost 40% being scratched. It's unbelievable, isn't it? Look, there's a lot more information there, but the fact of the matter is the airlines must be really on their knees. It's up and down, isn't it? It's all over the place, this bloody COVID business. Now, the gentleman with his finger on the pulse in these matters, Geoffrey Thomas, is on the line. He's the editor-in-chief of airlineratings.com. Geoffrey, good morning.
John, how are you?
How the hell would you be an airline executive these days? You wouldn't get a lot of sleep.
No, you wouldn't. And in fact, I was talking to Qantas some time ago about this very issue. And they said, look, you know, we normally rejig our schedules four times a year. And in 2020, they rejigged their schedule over 90 times because of the lockdowns. This is open, that's closed, this is open, that, you know, it just went on and on and on, of course. And funnily, my wife and I were talking about, you know, how everybody was celebrating the end of 2020 and saying 2021 is going to be a great new year and we've got rid of COVID and we've got a vaccine. And of course, here we are again. We're no better off than we were almost 12 months ago. Yeah. So it's very challenging at every level for everybody, and no matter where they are. And for airlines in particular, yeah, it's a nightmare. And of course, it's at the moment, it's very, very challenging. And Qantas has warned its staff that, you know, if this goes on for too much longer, they will have to consider some layoffs. That really is more like if this is we're still here in September time, or October, they may have to consider some layoffs. But it's very, very difficult indeed.
This has just come out 30 minutes ago. Queensland's border will close to people from New South Wales 1 a.m. tomorrow. It's getting even worse for our tourism industry up here.
Look, it is. Unfortunately, the New South Wales doesn't seem to get it like the rest of the country does. And I wrote that over 12 months ago. There seems to be just a different mindset at every level in New South Wales about this, how serious it is. And it's really caught up with them with this Delta variant. Mm. We saw it. We had warning of it months ago in India, how quickly this thing spread. But people just did not register about how serious this was going to be. And the fact that we're, you know, with vaccinations are miles behind where they should be, leaves us very, very vulnerable. Very vulnerable.
There's another mention here too I'll bring up with you, because Rex, a lot of people rely on Rex up here, newcomer Rex, which launched services on a route, what was it, March, operated just 54 of 148 services it had scheduled. You'd wondered about the future of lesser airlines, if you like, smaller operations like Rex.
Yeah, so what their situation is, they as listeners would well know, they're very big in the regional space with their turboprop fleet.
Yes.
They've got about 50 aeroplanes and they connect, you know, in the interior of Australia like nobody else. However, they decided to move into jets, and they leased about 6 or 7 or 8 jets, and they were operating between various capital cities in the eastern seaboard. They've now grounded that fleet because of the lockdowns, so that foray has certainly cost them some money. But they do have a very robust regional network, which is well supported, and that continues to operate. So from that perspective, anybody who's relying on Rex regional operations they're pretty much operating as normal, as normal as it is at the moment. And certainly there may be some cancellations and disruptions of one kind or another, but they're not grounding that part of their fleet at all. That's their bread and butter.
Now, Jeffrey.
Yes.
You probably acknowledge we haven't talked about bubbles opening up for quite some time. No surprises there. No. We're going in the wrong direction.
Look. This Delta thing has certainly thrown a massive curveball, and unfortunately, sadly, we're seeing some people being utterly irresponsible. There's vision now of those three removalists from New South Wales delivering some furniture into Victoria without masks on, and this, that, and the other. And now the whole block is quarantined. We had a person over here in Perth who was told to quarantine, and they tied bed sheets together and scaled down five floors using bed sheets, like the Great Escape. We've got people being irresponsible, and this is where it's all falling apart. And we've also got people not telling the truth, and they're lying about what they're doing and what they're not doing, and for all sorts of reasons. And this is causing a massive disruption to us. But look, I think with the acceleration of the Pfizer and the other vaccine, Moderna, coming as well, I really do believe that within a couple of months it's going to be very, very different, because one of the good things out of this lockdown, if we can say there's something good out of it, is it's shaken the complacency of the wider Australian population into getting a vaccine. There's too much stuff on social media about this being not right and that being not right. The reality is vaccines are essential. They're absolutely essential if we're going to beat this. And these lockdowns have really galvanised people into registering. And at the same time, we've got this very, very big ramp up of vaccine coming through from Pfizer in the United States, which is great.
I'll give you a story about how inconvenient it can be for some people. Of course, we've just had this panic up here. Plane landed weekend, lady from the Sunshine Coast. Of course, she'd been in Melbourne, and of course, everyone panicked. As it turns out, she's gone back to Brisbane, and there doesn't seem to be any infection up here. However, this is what can happen. I had a call this morning from a bloke called Simon. He's a FIFO worker, Sunshine Coast. What happens? He lands here on the way from the Sunshine Coast through to Groote Eylandt, back to his mining job. And what happens? He doesn't have any clothes. He doesn't have any underwear, no toilet drawers or whatever. He's just in his clothes, whatever it is, shorts and thongs or whatever. They say, sorry, sir, you're going into 14 days quarantine. He calls me from the Pacific Hotel and he's got nothing. And obviously, they're feeding him, etc. I said, surely you don't have to pay for your own 14 days. As it turns out, no, he doesn't. But the fact of the matter is, he's had to ring his boss over in Groote Eylandt and say, no, I'm not coming now. And I didn't have any luggage at all. And now I'm in quarantine for 14 days. I've got to go out and buy some, or get somebody to go out and buy me some clothes, some underwear, some toiletries, a poor bugger. It's just, you don't even think about how these things can happen, but they are happening.
Look, they're happening everywhere. I mean, everybody is being impacted in all sorts of bizarre. The knock-on effects, the domino effect of this is, it just goes in all sorts of directions. Yeah. I mean, normally with dominoes, they go in one direction, they all fall over. But this is like one of these crazy domino effects where you've got about 10 or 12 little strains going off in all directions.
Yeah.
And there's so many unintended consequences of this, which are catching people out, people have been, really terribly inconvenienced. A lot of businesses have gone to the wall. Mm. People are losing their homes, their marriages. I mean, there's all sorts of things that are unraveling with this. That's why it's so critical that everybody gets vaccinated and as fast as possible. It's vital, vital, vital. If we're going to return to a normal way of life, we've just got to get that jab. I've got my second jab. I'm vaccinated.
Excellent. Now, but you can still transmit it, apparently, according to what happened up here. Don't go away. Before you go, I've got to share this with you. This has just come through today. Sure. A second passenger on a private plane which arrived in Cairns on Sunday has tested positive to COVID-19 in quarantine, as questions begin to arise over why it was allowed to land here. Now, this is a charter flight. It's understood to have been transporting people from a mine site somewhere in Africa, arriving in the far north about 4:30 a.m. Sunday at our Cairns airport. Now, it says here the Gulfstream had been refused entry to two other interstate airports due to health concerns.
Wow.
And it was a federal government decision to allow it to land in Cairns against the wishes of Queensland Health. It's bizarre these things are happening because they just take us all by surprise.
This is it. And every time, where this latest Delta thing first came from is a limo driver, unvaccinated, with no mask, picking up an international crew. You scratch your head and say, hang about, how on earth can that possibly happen? Mm. And then we're also finding that most of the workers at these aged care homes, they're not vaccinated.
No.
The residents are vaccinated, but the workers aren't vaccinated. you're thinking, hang about. Mm. And they said, we're struggling with that. Well, hang on, if I can get vaccinated, then how come these people aren't vaccinated? Exactly. It's just crazy. And every time one of these things goes awry, we're all left scratching our heads and saying, there's a lot of people asleep at the wheel on this, at different levels of government and the public service and the health departments. There's a lot of holes. It's like almost like a Swiss cheese. There's a lot of holes in this. And,
exactly.
And every time something goes awry, which we're now told will cost us $2 billion in lost production, it's because of some incredibly simple, stupid thing that somebody should have fixed.
Exactly.
It just beggars belief, quite frankly.
Good on you, Jeffrey. Really Thank does. You. Jeffrey Thomas on the line there, Editor-in-Chief of AirlineRatings.com. It's now on 26 to 12. Here's Cactus.